The following program, Chicago's Weekend Wake-Up Call, is sponsored by the Digital Wellness Center and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of Heartland Signal, LLC, or its management.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Digital Wellness with Dr. Mary. Today, we're kicking off our month-long focus on women and positive play, and we have a fantastic guest joining us. I'm so excited. I first met her in New York, just casually. I just joined her at a table. I'm honored as well to be joined by our associate producer, Richardson Amarty, who is traveling today. Richardson, please say hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm thrilled to be here as always and looking forward to the great conversation. So to our listeners, please, you can give us a call or text at 773-763-9278. I'll just say that one more time, 773-763-9278. Looking forward to your calls and texts.
Amazing. And as we prepare for our special guest today, let's go to our first commercial, take a breath, and jump right back in with segment one. Over to you, Devin.
Hey there, friends. Have you ever had that nagging feeling that something just isn't quite right with your digital habits?
We've all been there. In today's hyper-connected world, it's easy to feel like we're losing ourselves in the digital noise.
But what if I told you that there's a way to break free from that feeling of unease? Introducing Dr. Mary's eye-opening book, Digital Addiction: What It Is and How One Sister and Brother Dealt With It.
Picture this. The Johnson family slowly begins to realize that their youngest child's behavior is changing, and not for the better. Could it be linked to their excessive time spent on social media?
Or consider the story of a young undergraduate who lost nearly an entire year of their life to online gaming. It's a wake-up call that digital addiction can happen to anyone at any time.
Inside the pages of Digital Addiction, you'll uncover the real stories of individuals just like you who've grappled with the dark side of digital dependence.
Dr. Mary's insights will guide you through practical strategies to regain control of your digital life and to find peace in a world that's constantly vying for your attention.
So if you're ready to confront those uneasy feelings and reclaim your sense of balance, grab your copy of Digital Addiction today.
Thank you so much, Devin. Jackie, welcome to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us today is Jackie Daly from Betting Ladies. And I met Jackie just casually in New York, but her job is what interests me. She does color on hockey. And for Betting Ladies, she hosts an entire show for women and hockey. And this is near and dear to my heart, as my cousins grew up playing hockey and ended up being captains of their university team. But at the time, there was nothing for them to go into afterwards. So, Jackie, I'm thrilled that you're here, but I'm really excited for you to talk about Betting Ladies and how you're empowering women in the realm of sports betting.
Hi, Dr. Mary. Thanks so much for having me on today. I'm really excited to be here. What an introduction. Thank you for that. And I'm so happy we were able to connect again, you know, after chatting in New York at that conference and just realizing that, you know, potentially we could work together, and it's just been really cool to see it all come together. So I'm really happy to be here.
We're grateful you're here because rarely do we get the opportunity to talk about women and gambling. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, what can be positive about that? How can that work? And I have to say, that makes me kind of angry because women use gambling as entertainment as well. Women play sports. Right. Women are actually really good at sports. So let's talk about how Betting Ladies started. The first time I think I knew anything about you, Richardson and I, and Richardson, if you don't mind, I'll just speak for both of us and you can jump in, is we attended a conference in Las Vegas. It was an academic conference and people were presenting papers on the pros and the cons and preventative measures for gambling. But your founder actually came on and talked about how she started everything. So I'm wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about that journey and about empowering women in sports betting.
Yeah, absolutely. The story is actually very cool. Her name is Val Martinez. She is originally, she was living in Italy, and she moved to the United States from the UK, where betting had been legal for a long time. So when she arrived in the US, sports betting just started to be legalized. And as we know, it's on a state-by-state basis. So she soon realized, though, that no one was really talking about women and women bettors, and she decided to do something about it. So she started Betting Ladies as, you know, a jumping-off platform to kind of start the conversation and, you know, hopefully make some waves in this industry for women. Really kind of been cool to see how it changed over the time.
What would you say are the major changes that she's seen? Like, what has Ms. Martinez seen in terms of how Betting Ladies has positively affected women and betting so that we're not, betting in a black market? We're not doing any of those kinds of things. Like, really, how has it positively affected people?
Yeah, I think it created a safe space in a space that almost felt unsafe for women for a long time.
Yeah.
And now that, you know what I mean? So now that there's more opportunity, you know, with legalized betting happening in all different states, it's becoming more seen. It's becoming, more inviting for everyone. And in turn, that affects women directly as well. So it's kind of like, you see how it's changing over the years, and it's more inviting, I think, overall as an industry. So I think what we've done at Betting Ladies is just bring that to the forefront and try and get it in front of as many males and females as possible to allow you to see, like, this can be a safe space, and if you need a community, we're here for you. So I've seen firsthand, I can't speak on Val what she's seen, but I have seen firsthand being involved with the company that, you know, every day there's more and more people. Men too, like men can join the Betting Ladies community. It's very inclusive. Obviously it's more women because that's, you know, who we're trying to empower. However, I see more and more people joining the community every single day. So it's been really exciting and cool to see firsthand.
You know, I just got a text actually that said, "Hey, just wanted to share how much fun I'm having betting, particularly in a non-traditional role. My husband's shocked that I know so much about sports. I really appreciate that you saying you're empowering women and giving us a community." And I think that's something, I love that because, you know, I think all of us know that, you know, that old saying, it takes a village. I don't know that it takes a village to make a great bet. But what I do know is millennials and Gen Zs love community. And women are just as competitive as men. So that community gives them a sense of fun, gives them a sense of competition. I mean, one of the things I don't think people are talking about in betting and particularly in the WNBA is how much fun it is to be online and to have your favorite players and to watch them and to be with a bunch of girls, whether you're in person or virtually, and just say, "Hey, did you see that? Like, you know, what, like, whatever, you know?" And how does that happen? Like, if you could share a little bit of that with us and how you facilitated that, because I think it's awesome. And I love this text just saying, here's another one. I just wanted to say, I love having other women to bet with.
Yeah. See, that's the cool part. And I'm not sure if you attended the same breakout session I did at the conference that we both attended in New York, but what I took away from that conference is that the future of sports betting as a whole, if we take out gender from that equation, the future of sports betting as a whole is in community. People want to interact. Interaction is key. So what I would say is missing right now is a lot of the interaction, but as more women get involved, you know, women are social creatures. They want to have that community. They want to talk to their girls about what they're doing, even if it's sports or betting. And that creates a community. And I think there's only room to grow. And just hearing those two testimonials, these texts that you just got, that's incredible. And that's the reason that Lainey exists, is to almost be that place. You know, if no one else was going to do it, we started it, you know, and we created that space for women to come and talk about it. Now, Betting Ladies you know, there's social media, right? There's a social media aspect. You do a bunch of things on social. And then we have a literal community that you can sign up for and sign into, where there's different sports pages where there's different conversations going on about those sports and what types of bets you can place and who's betting on what. And it can be, you know, basketball, or it could be football, or it could be hockey. And, you know, it could be women's hockey or men's hockey. It could be women's basketball or men's basketball. So the possibilities really are endless. You know, if you open a sports book, it's a little overwhelming. So we try and tackle that and making women feel safe there and how to do it, because it can be overwhelming if you've never done it. But it's just really incredible to see the conversations that are happening literally within inside this digital community that we've created. And what's really cool is that we started to do physical in-person meetups. I haven't personally attended one, but this is, I think, also what women want, is being able to have a place like, oh, now I'm with this group of women and we are in alignment on loving sports and wanting to bet on sports, and let's talk about our successes and what bets did we hit versus our prep? What kind of prep did we do versus the bets that we didn't hit? And just like, women love to analyze things, so it's a great place to also analyze successes and failures, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, I love everything you said. And here's the funny part. I came home from the conference, and in March, like 1 week later, I think it was 1 or 2 weeks later, it was really quickly afterwards, there was a whole article in one of Canada's national newspapers that talked about betting ladies and the idea of how much fun community is, but more important, how much analysis women do before they make a bet, which I thought was fat. Richardson, we've been dominating the conversation. Jump in. What, like, I'm sure you have 1,000 questions. And I know you were part of a little panel we had, a couple of weeks ago, where you talked about the collegiality of betting and how to bet.
Yeah. So I absolutely love the initiative you're taking, especially on over social media. And as you explain, how a sense of community is what is very important. And I 100% agree. And I love that. Just bringing everyone.
Oh, we lost you, Rich. I think you hit mute.
Oh,
I think we lost Rich for a second. That's okay. Yeah, he'll be back. He's probably got a bad signal.
Okay.
What happened, Jackie, is what we're looking at as we move forward in this is diversity in gambling in specific. And then we look at diversity in positive play. And one of the things that we noticed is a lot of sports betting platforms and different platforms are really geared towards gender preferences. And they're not quite as inclusive as they could be. And yet, they're typically betting on, you know, women, black men, football, basketball, all of these kinds of things. So it was really interesting to hear a panel of Gen Zs and their idea of looking at gambling. And what you just said is, what came forward is, it's super social. The thing with Generation Z is we've taught these generations to bet since they were little. Like the whole thing about selling chocolate bars and, you know, if you make this much, you get this much. If you do this, you do this. It's just like parlay. And then we look at social media games and we look at all kinds of things. People don't understand. They look at gambling very differently. It's an entertainment behavior. And young men are starting very, very young. And I would imagine young women are doing the same thing, considering U.S. female sports now represents about 30% of the market. Now, when you look at this and you see this, and before we go to break, do you see, I won't tell you what I think, but do you see sports betting platforms changing now?
I see. I I guess so. I think I can say yes, because when I go into the sports book, right, there is the option, there's the ability to bet on women's sports. You know, the possibilities, it depends on the sports book, first of all. You know, they're all different, and the options that they offer. But I go in, and the options are just there. There's no, it doesn't seem like it's geared towards any gender. Now, that takes out the actual gender part of it, but it's like, is the verbiage something that women can resonate with? You know, there's not a ton, there's obviously a bunch of words on the page, there's a bunch of numbers. So everyone is assuming that if you're going into a sports book, that you're going to understand what those numbers mean, what the plus minus means, what a parlay is, you know, all the different types of bets. So I think that's where the, you know, gender equality could come in, because women, I think, have been less into learning all about those different types of things, but that is completely changing. So the sports books are assuming that everybody is on the same level of knowledge when they come in to the platform. And I think that's great, because that doesn't sway anyone when you go into a sports book. It's just you're coming in confident and knowing what you're doing in the first place. And that's where Betting Ladies comes in, because that can be scary if you don't know what everything means, right? So what we're trying to do, it's almost like a middleman. I'm not going to say we're a middleman, but at the same time, we put together different types of content that will explain and show people, men and women, what those numbers mean, what a parlay is, what the money line bet is, what the spread is, the different types of bets. So I think I'm seeing a little bit of a change in sports betting platforms, but not a ton. And I think that's good, because it should be neutral regardless, and everyone should be confident coming in. And we're playing a role where if somebody needs a little nudge or needs to understand something or needs help picking types of bets to place and what they mean, that's where we come in.
And that's what we're seeing as well. And when we look at it, what it is it doesn't seem to be a gender or diversity issue if you look at it from an academic perspective, not a competition perspective where you're trying to find problems with one brand versus another brand. When you look at it from an academic neutral perspective, what we see is language for betters. And everybody can bet. Mm-hmm. But you can definitely go down that path. And what I like about you, your organization, is it's working on equaling the playing field, not just for women, but for men. And I think I heard your founder, Ms. Martinez, say that when she went to Ascot, being British, everybody bets. It's very normal. It's very fun. It's what we do. Mm-hmm. And so she wanted to be able to create that experience for everyone. And that's what I think she's working towards. What I'd like to do right now, before we move into the next segment and talk about what you do, is I'd like to read a couple of the comments. I've just gotten some great texts. She said, oh, this is for you. Hi, Jackie. I've been a member of Betting Ladies for a few months now, and it's incredible to see the supportive environment you've created. It's refreshing to have a space where women can share tips, discuss strategies, and celebrate wins together. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. Jackie, I love that. Thank you for that comment. Oh, go ahead.
I wanted to point out how the platform is very inclusive. For example, like, I've had so many experiences, even when I place bets or even started to place bets on sports, I did not understand anything, but I have a couple of friends. I'm just going to name one of them. Her name is Christy, who is huge into sports, and she bets a lot. So she was like the one helping me try to understand, and we'll have so many great conversations. So I love the inclusive, how inclusive, and how I agree with what Dr. Mary said, it's not there for competition, but it's there to bring everyone together. It's very diverse, and it shows a lot of inclusivity. like bring everyone together. I'm going to just skip that word. Now I'm going to go on and learn some more, because I definitely need to brush up on that to make better bets.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting too, because a lot of times the stereotype is that, you know, women are on the outside looking in, or, you know, they're the occasional better, and, you know, coming in, you have the women that are excited about the sports, and it's quote-unquote male-dominated world, and that's a scary phrase, but it's changing overall. You see that the conversation, there's a rise in women's sports. There's a rise in women working in sports. And I, you know, thank the internet, you know, you can see all these things all the time. It's being brought to people's attention. So it's becoming a safer place for women to feel like they belong. And just that consistency of being exposed to it, and seeing that there are opportunities and it is an okay place to be as a woman, I just think it's like the snowball effect, that it's just going to keep getting better and bigger with women as this continues on.
Couldn't agree more. And before we go to the next segment, I would love to just give the call-in number and the text number. Please keep those coming. And if you want to just chat with Jackie, feel free to give us a call or a text at 773-763-9278. Let's go to commercial. We'll all get a quick glass of water and come on back.
Are you ready to hit your stride and to turn those frowns upside down? Say hello to mystride.co, your ultimate companion for conquering bad moods and transforming them into pure positivity. Imagine receiving uplifting emails 3 times a week, filled with personalized tips and tricks to help you navigate through life's ups and downs. With MyStride.co, we've mastered the art of gamifying your mood, turning those gloomy days into opportunities for growth and joy. Harness the power of our magical formula, designed to guide you towards a brighter, more fulfilling day. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Step 1. Open your inbox and discover your personalized MyStride.co email, packed with practical strategies to overcome any obstacle in your path. Step 2. Embrace the challenge and put our tips into action, turning each setback into a stepping stone towards success. Step 3. Watch in amazement as your mood shifts and those clouds of negativity are replaced with rays of sunshine and optimism. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who are already experiencing the transformative power of MyStride.co. So why wait? Sign up now and take the first step towards a happier, more resilient you. Visit mystride.co now and start your journey towards greatness.
Thank you so much. And welcome back, everyone, to Digital Wellness with Dr. Mary. Today, our guest is Jackie Daly. And my associate producer, Richard Cinemardi, and I are enjoying chatting with her about women and their proficiency in sports betting. Remember, our call-in number is 773-763-9278. Jackie, I earlier sent you a couple of studies, and I'm not even sure if you got a chance to read them, but there's a lot of data that supports women's proficiency in sports betting, but there's also data that talks about how women are adverse in sports, they're less risk averse in sports betting. You know, they're not looking at return to player ratios. And for people that don't understand what that means, I can explain it because I'm just a brand new to all this. It means how much you make or you can lose for every dollar you bet. So, for example, bingo is probably one of the worst games to bet on, because when you bet on bingo, it mathematically, you have a lower return on player investment or ratio. But still, women still go and play bingo. So is this one of the things that betting ladies can help people start to figure out? Like, you know, hey, maybe there's something else. Like, you know, Tom Brady loves the WNBA, as he said. Like, what are the other things we can do?
Yeah, so what we do at Betting Ladies is create a comfort with understanding the different types of sets. And, you know, women may be less risk averse because maybe they want to do a smaller bet that's more likely to hit, right? So that's where they're putting their money, and they're hitting their bet, right? So that's proving into the data, into the study, that women are being more successful as sports bettors compared to men because they're playing the safer bet, right? I think that's where it starts. And once you get your comfort level in understanding exactly what you're doing, it can then translate into a riskier bet or a parlay where multiple types of bets that are combined together, they all have to hit. So that's a high reward, but also high risk, right? So yeah. I think it's like the jumping off point for women where, you know, you can make some money, a little bit of money, put your money on a bet that's, you know, has high odds to hit, and then that goes to the data that women have higher successes. Men are much riskier in their bets because I think they're also more competitive in general, in nature, and competitive with their social lives as well. Women want community and want to support each other. Men want community and oftentimes are competitive. Obviously, that's a general statement. It doesn't go for everyone of that gender, but I think those are two types of things that play out in the betting market as well. You see it with the women who are, like I said, hitting the bets that are suggested that are, you know, very, very likely to hit. And so they'll make a little bit of money, but they're not investing a ton of money. Men are riskier, like I said, and they're going for the bets that are going to win them more money, but also less likely to hit. And that also comes down to preparation. You know, how much are you diving into the sport? How much are you diving into? It depends what type of what you're betting on as well. What is your prep like? How are you prepping versus a smaller likely to hit bet versus a riskier high reward type of bet?
Go ahead, Rich.
Just to follow up. And with betting ladies, we make sure that everybody understands those types of bets and the types of risk and what's involved in the whole process. And just making sure there's a big understanding. And we're always there if there's questions and comments as well. So creating a baseline understanding, I think, is something that's really very important to us.
That's amazing. And I totally understand and agree. We had a guest, Ben, a couple of weeks ago, right, Dr. Mary, and we were talking a lot on the competitiveness and, like, the ego that drives into our betting. And yeah, you're right. Even the data, as you show, understands and shows that it's true. There's a lot of men who lose us a lot of money, but because we are so competitive with each other and saying like, oh, I won this, but we don't really talk about how many losses we have. I think it's something that we should definitely learn a lot to be more risk averse and try to bet and make play the safer game instead of losing a lot. But we see that in so many places, and we discuss about it. About this in our last couple of shows, which was very interesting when you point this out. So I just wanted to say that.
Excuse me, but can I just jump in here and talk a little bit about the parallels between women betting and women as CEOs? Once a business professor, always a business professor, right?
right.
One of the things that always surprises me, and this is a gaming study, but this is also the National Academy of Academic Sciences. I sent this study to a few people, and I think I sent it to both of you, but if I didn't, I apologize, because sometimes I get way too deep into this. But it talked about the fact that girls that were raised in Western cultures, and this study's by Dr. Renee Adams, are less likely to engage in risky behaviors. and that their environment at a young age was crucial into establishing risk aversion. So I'd like to go to Tom Brady for a second. Tom Brady had three really competitive sisters who played basketball. Like, they loved ball, but there was nowhere for those girls to go afterwards. Tom Brady went on and did Tom Brady things and became super, like, because there was a path for Tom Brady. And he ended up investing, I think, in the WNBA. The same thing we see in business. So when we talk about gambling and taking risks and doing all these things, and this is why I really think that we need to continue to build community, is it's the same thing in business. Women CEO are definitely, you know, have been said to be less risk averse, less aggressive. But what happens is they have a higher return. So I think it's just very interesting when we start looking at the data, particularly some of Dr. Adams' work, where she compares cultures where women are dominant, for example, in the Kashi region of India, to perhaps the Western region where it's much more of a male-dominant society. And then we look at what happens with genders as they progress, not just in gambling, but in business, in life in general, and start looking at the long-term ROI. And one of the things I like about some of the bigger organizations out there, for example, the FanDuels, the BetMGMs, all of those, everything, is what they're working really hard to do is to ensure that there are games that everyone likes to play and can enjoy as a source of entertainment versus as a source that feeds addiction. Now, we could go on to this topic forever and ever, and I know that I have a couple comments that people want me to get to that they've sent me, so give me 1 second, let me read those. And I've been a sports fan for years, but my appreciation for the game really started with the recent television push of the WNBA. It's taking it to a whole new level. Are there shows you can recommend that I can watch to become a better? That's very cute. A better. Yes. And Jackie, you run one of those shows on hockey. Talk to me about it. What a great segue.
Right. So what we did inside of the community, if they're looking specifically for linear or digital television shows, I know that ESPN Bet, ESPN has a show called ESPN Bet where they dive into the day's bets. So that's a television show. If you're interested, that's definitely a place to look at. And what we do inside of our community is we host different live streams, which is what you're talking about. So through the over the regular season in the NHL, what we did was choose a nationally broadcast game and run a live stream for one particular game. And I would break down the game, starting with the goaltending, through all through the lineup, through the coaching, through any sort of streaks that are happening, and move into suggested bets. Right. And this was really an interesting part of what we did because people would tune in live, the live stream, and there was a chat feature. So I'm hosting this live feature video, but also answering questions from the chat, sort of like you're doing now with the radio. But it was so great because, you know, maybe hockey is a new sport for some people. It's a lot of, you know, the four major sports, I would say, it's the least popular. For me, it's number one. For a lot of people, it's number four, right? So the players and the terminology may not be up to par as it is with basketball or football or baseball, per se. So what we did is kind of take these live streams, create that community. I was able to talk in real time to people in attendance, and they would ask specific questions about players or what something meant or why I'm suggesting a certain thing, or why does this stat that you just said, why does that matter? Like, why are you concerned with that in regards to betting, and what does that say? So it's a real-time way to get information. It was prior to the game, so people can sit with that information and then potentially place an educated bet. let me tell you some of those set suggestions. They definitely hit. I definitely made some people some money, which makes me feel great. But aside from that, it just comes back to the community where these women wanted to talk about it and engage and be there and just chat about all aspects of the game that was happening. Now, I specifically did it for hockey. Obviously, there's other sports, and there's always room to grow. And as our community grows, what we offer will also grow.
Oh, my goodness. I love this. I should definitely hop on your show and be one of your viewers. But were you able to see your viewership increase, like the inclusivity, like how everyone, like, were you able to see the growth in that when you're doing your live streams, when your viewers are responding to the chat?
Yeah, the live stream views are pretty consistent. Where we've seen growth, though, is definitely in social and changing our social strategy to be more digestible in relation to the sports calendar. That has been a game changer. So that's been really cool to see. It's obviously different than a live stream. It stays there. It stays on the feed. It's there for re-reference. You can go back, re-watch the video, maybe gather more information if you missed it or create more questions. So that's been really interesting to see how much more the numbers there are growing. Obviously, as we grow as a company and as sports betting continues to be on the rise, those numbers just keep going up, which is incredibly inspiring and exciting. And I'm happy to be a part of it.
I love it.
Jackie, before you go much further, one of the things that I totally loved was how you got into this field. Would you feel comfortable sharing that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So my background is more writing and video creation and doing some reporting as well, mostly in hockey, like you mentioned in my intro. So thank you for that. It's just been really interesting. Val, the creator of Betting Ladies, as we talked about before, she came to me and really loved how I was on camera and how I made different videos. And she's like, I'd love for you to come on board. So I always was into sports betting. You know, the Super Bowl, the biggest sports betting day of the year, the amount of bets you can place on the Super Bowl is literally to the moon. So I would always bet on the Super Bowl. I would look at the different lines, but I wasn't that active of a bettor, right? And so Val came to me and she said, do you sports bet? And I said, you know, sporadically, I do. I definitely bet on the Super Bowl. So then we came to figure out where my place could be within Betting Ladies. And just my love for sports and for sports betting has grown. Like my little heart, it's like almost like the Grinch where his heart just bursts out eventually at the end. That's how I feel because my heart has just grown so much. I'm so passionate about the sports. And what's really exciting to me about sports betting and creating content about sports betting is that numbers tell a story. I've always been really passionate about stats and what the stats say about the team, the player, and what have you, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's incredibly important to dive into stats. Not everybody has to like stats, but for me, as a sports bettor and as a sports broadcaster and reporter, I really was able to dive into the statistical side of things, which in turn makes you a better. And I can share that passion with our community and things like this, where I met someone, Dr. Mary, at a conference for online gaming and betting in New York. And now it's come full circle where I'm on your show showing and telling my passion about sports and sports betting and how they can coexist and where my place is in both of those worlds. And it's come together. And it's been really exciting for me as someone who's so passionate about sports first, and that has translated into betting as well. And now I've become passionate about letting women know it's a safe place, and if you need help, and if you need encouragement and need community and want all those things, you can have it. It is not out of reach, and we are there to help you. So that's where I stand.
And I also love that you just said it was a safe space. Now, we have to go to my favorite thing that we were talking about, which is positive play and responsible gambling. And responsible gaming. Sorry, I said gambling. But I also want us to, when we're thinking about this show, we're definitely talking about betting right now. But for the parents that are listening, I'm also, you know, these exact same principles are principles you should be looking at for people that are gaming and playing. What is that killer's war show, Richardson, that you guys talk about all the time?
Yeah, Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Sorry. I don't know why I can't remember that name. Call all of those kinds of things, because again, you have to be responsible how you use these forms of entertainment. Jackie, in my book, we talk about, in digital addiction, we talk about my brother who bet way too much on the kick of a football. We talk about a young man who got addicted to another game. It wasn't Call of Duty, but I don't want to call the game out because that's not the point.
Right.
The point was he almost lost his junior year because he was like playing so much games and he was involved in that community so heavily that he didn't realize how he was harming his relationships, how he was harming his school status, all of those, like all of the exact same things that happen when you make bad decisions when you're betting. So I'd like to talk a little bit about how do you make better decisions? How do you take a break? How do you help people understand that all of these online products are simply entertainment and you control them? I can talk about the neuroscience behind it, but if you can talk a little bit about some of the great things Betting Ladies is doing, that would be incredibly important as we head into the last 10 minutes of our show.
Yeah, so that's so important to prioritize responsible gaming. And you know, every individual is different, so it's up to them to be a responsible person. And as you know, there's hotlines and things like that if there's an issue. But with Betting Ladies, what we try to do is on the website, we have betting guides. First of all, we have betting guides breakdown per sport, but there's a betting guide that literally tells you, hey, you should set a budget before you do this. Like, set your limit. You can't bet with money you don't have, right?
Yep.
So,
and
so
just before
you don't link your credit card, you link your. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just before you go any further, I just need to say, just as a point of interest, everyone who's listening, I know on FanDuel, because that's the solution for my brother. He used FanDuel's limits. You can actually set limits in an app. BetMGM, yeah. I've heard them talk about it. I heard them talk about it as well at the conference. Any single responsible, well-known site has these things.
Yeah.
And so, Jackie, I think it's okay to call out brands that have really good things. And I did so in the book because it was transformational for my brother.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you can't set your own limit, if you don't have the ability to hold yourself to that limit, there are options like that with the sports book that you can place those limits on there. But I think just understanding, setting the budgets and understanding the games. We also, there's a betting calculator built into Betting Ladies' website. So if you're confused or want to know ahead of time, even though the sportsbooks have this as well, if you're not signing into a sportsbook, you can go to our website and type in, if you put this much money on this type of bet with this odds, you know, this is what you're going to make, you know, and if that doesn't hit, that's the money you lose, whatever you put in there. So making sure that people understand that. But I think also with our different type of content that we put out, we put a strong emphasis on explaining the different types of debt and what they mean and explaining the riskier types of debt. So say you have, you're good, you set your limit, you don't need help there, but explaining the debt and understanding, you know, exactly what could be happening to your money, that's incredibly important as well. So we always put that at the forefront and explain what's riskier versus not. We kind of touched on this a little bit earlier in our chat about the different types of risks and different types of debts, but which ones mean, you know, what type of outcome? And understanding different sports offer different types of debts. So I think just understanding the sports betting business as a whole is really important with being a responsible gamer and sports better, but like I said, setting those limits, having the sportsbook be able to help you with that, and then understanding what you do once you're in the sportsbook is very important.
So, Jackie, one of the things that we talk about is a good-to-good strategy, and I think eventually you and I and Ms. Martinez should get together and talk about this. But the good-to-good mm-hmm. strategy is using everybody's love of gaming to teach people how to take a break, but also to reset their brains so they don't make bad decisions. It works mm-hmm. in conjunction with your calculator. So one of the things mm-hmm. I'd like to do is give it a try right now so you can begin to experience it. And what we're going to use is what's called a binaural beat. And I'll explain it afterwards, but I'll explain how even 30 to 60 seconds of this works. So I'm going to impose on Devin, our producer, if he could get one ready. And I'm just going to ask you, if you're listening, you don't need even need to shut your eyes. We actually have a visual puzzle that we play with this, so it uses both your senses. But I'll explain in a minute how it works, because I think your calculator is amazing. And what I'd like to encourage people to do now is to learn how to reset your brain, and this is one way. Devin, if you're ready, could you play about 30 seconds of the binaural beat? Thanks, Devin. Now, this is something we use when people are just, you know, they're fine, but they just want to make a better decision. It's like a stretch before a run. What did you hear, Richardson and Jackie, when we played that?
I heard, go ahead, you can go first.
Jackie, you can.
I heard, I don't know, just lovely, lovely sounds. Relaxing. Is that what you're supposed to hear? Relaxing sounds?
Rich, do you want to go? And I'll explain it really quickly afterwards.
So I love the tones of the. So there are points that it kind of hit my ears really loud and different ears, I guess. So it's just different. It's a different sound where it got me like more engaged and alert.
What happened to you both is your breathing went from your chest to your tummy. And why that happened, and especially if you could see the little drop puzzles like Tetris that go with this, is your left ear hears one sound, your right ear hears another sound, and then the third sound you heard is created by your own brain. So if you think of stress and bad decision-making as tons of clouds in your brain, that third sound clears your brain and allows your breathing to go from your from your chest to your tummy. And what happens with that is your heart rate lowers. And that means your dopamine modulates. Because when you're betting, your dopamine can get really high or it can get really low. And sometimes when you use a betting calculator and you see how much you can lose, you get really low. And what we suggest people start to do is very much a prescriptive solution. Just like if you want to go for a long run, you make sure you eat heavy carbs, you stretch, you do all these things. Take a moment and do a puzzle with us. They're specifically designed, again, to use all three parts of your brain. But or listen to a binaural beat or do something. And what data has demonstrated is if we can gamify this so you can get points for every time you do this well, you actually start to develop responsible gaming behaviors. And then when you go to look at some of these cool things you can do, like, okay, I want to bet $100 on the fact that Austin Matthews isn't going to make the Maple Leafs game and they're still going to win. You know, I'm not saying it in proper betting format, Jackie, but you can say, okay, do I really have $100? Like, what is, like, nobody knew they were going to kick it up after Matthews lost, like, was gone. And nobody even knows why Matthews is gone. That's a whole other topic we can talk about. But for those of you who don't know, the Toronto Maple Leafs have lost my entire life. They've choked every single time. And for the first time ever, they didn't choke without their captain, Austin Matthews. So it's
well,
kind of crazy.
Tonight. History can repeat itself. Either the Bruins can lose their second up 3-1 series in 2 years in a row, or Toronto can lose to Boston in Game 7 for the third time in the last handful of years. So one of two things can happen.
But before you do that, go to, do a little, take a little breather, or when you're watching the game and you're about to bet on something, right, take a little breather. Because sometimes the excitement of the moment can just, like, you just need to pull back, right? Especially if you're betting with your friends and you're having a beverage or two. But I love the idea of the calculator and what I heard. And I think I'd just really like to wrap it up today with just like some really cool things that you really talked about, which is Betting Ladies helps you understand and recognize and play on the greater caution women exhibit. And, we talked about the positive side of risk aversion and how you can grow to be less risky and make more money, or how you can be, an aggressive player but not play as with as much money. Just set your budget as you would going to the movies. And then I love the fact that you just talked about informed decision making. Like, I love what you just said about the Bruins, but you're actually making it fun. It's talking about all these different aspects and getting relevant information. And that's one thing I heard Betting Ladies doing amazingly well, and that you've created a supportive environment for not just women, but for everyone. Rich talked about how he used it. I'm sorry we didn't get to the text where another young man said, I love it. I just go and get some info. So, and he sent that text while you were talking about hockey, because clearly he's a hockey fan. Did I miss anything else before we closed it? Like, what have I missed? I really just tell people how to get involved with you, do everything, and then we'll...
Yeah, so I think it's a couple things. I think we covered everything. I think that I was able to really give everyone a good grasp of what Betting Ladies is and everything. Now, literally just go to bettingladies.com and you can sign up for free to be part of the community. And it's great. And there's an intro. Everybody who joins the community introduces themselves and what their interest is. And it's so amazing. But I think it's also, I'd like to bring up again that we're going to start doing more physical meetups, which I think is great. And obviously when that comes to happen more and more, we will announce that. But I think what's really interesting, women in the community are asking more and more about iGaming. And so soon Betting Ladies is going to launch an online casino, Sweepstakes Casino, and other casino-related games. So that's something that we're adding to our plate and something that's really exciting to look forward to as well.
Well, then we'll have to have you back. Thank you, everyone.
Absolutely. This is incredible.
Jackie, you've been in a great show. I just sent you an email. Great show. Thank you, everyone. Have a great Saturday. Thanks, Rich.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.